Today's shiur is a Masechet Menachos on Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Yamud, at the beginning of the line with the words Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. The Gemara, beginning in yesterday's shiur, began to relate several halachas that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel concerning mezuzos, and we continue with another one of those halachas here at the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, mitzvah lahanicha b'toich chaloloi shel Pesach. There's a mitzvah to put the mezuzah within the doorway, in the inner face of the doorway, and not to put the mezuzah on the outside of the doorway. So the Gemara asks the question, pshita, b'sharecha m'rachmana. The Torah says that the mezuzah has to be placed in your gates, where the, as Rashi explains, where the gate closes, and that would indicate that one should not put the mezuzah on the outside of the doorway. B'sharecha m'rachmana. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel? So the Gemara answers, Salkadatachim, and I would have thought, Hoyol v'yomer Rava, since Rava tells us, and we're going to see this on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, mitzvah l'anicha b'tefach, as we turn to Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, b'tefach ha-samach l'shusha rabim, there's a mitzvah to put the mezuzah in the tefach that is closest to Rishus Rabim. In other words, if someone has a house made out of stone and the width of the doorway could be 4 or 5 tefachim, he should not put the mezuzah closer to the actual house, but he should put it closer to the Rishus Rabim. And there are two reasons that the Gemara will tell us on Amud Beis for this. One of them is, as Rashi brings in the parentheses on the top line, the kadam paga b'mitzvah. There's a question in the Girsa on Amud Beis whether it's kadam b'mitzvah or kadam b'mezuzah, but the idea is the same, that we want the person to come in contact with the mitzvah of mezuzah as quickly as possible. And therefore, the mezuzah, even though the width of the doorway is very wide, as we said, it's 4 or 5 tefachim in depth towards the house from the street, one should put it as close to the street as possible so that he comes in contact with the mitzvah of mezuzah right away. Another reason is because since mezuzah is a shmira from the midas hadin, from azikin, therefore more of the house is protected if the mezuzah is placed closer to the Rishus HaRabim. So I would have thought, since there is such a mitzvah, so kama demarchik malei, so the further it gets away from the house, the better. And therefore, if you're telling me it should be close, the closest tefach to Rishus HaRabim, I'll even go one better and put it on the outside of the doorway. Kamash v'lon. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel had to tell us that no, mitzvah l'aniach it has to be in the inner face of the doorway and not on the outside. However, the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is mitzvah, and from here it's mashma, it's only a mitzvah l'chatchila b'pidyeved, as long as it was put on the right side of the doorway, as it's pasuk in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Pei Tes Sif Beis, b'dyeved it would be kosher, although l'chatchila it should be put in the inner face of the doorway. Continues the Gemara, another halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kasva al shnei dapin psula, if you wrote the mezuzah. And we're going to learn it according to Rashi. It's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi learns, if he wrote the mezuzah on two columns, and in between each column there is the gvil, the parchment separates the two columns. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, another halacha in Hilchas Mezuzah, that would be a pasul mezuzah. So the Gemara asks a question from a brisa meisvei kosval shnei dafin. If he wrote it on two columns, v'hinicha b'shnei sifin, and he put it on two doorposts, we're going to have in this daf several words that mean the same thing, doorposts. We're familiar with mezuzah. There are two mezuzahs on the right and the left, and the mashkev, the board on top, that make the frame of a doorway, which is chayv in a mezuzah. And we're going to find that the mezuzah is also called the mezuzos. These doorposts are called sifin, shkufei, dashi, pitzin, pitzimin. According to various pshatim, all of these words could be referring to the doorpost. And here we find one of these words in the Gemara that we're learning now. V'hinicha b'shnei sifin. Shnei sifin means he put the mezuzah on two doorposts. So the way Rashi learns, he took that mezuzah that he had put on one parchment with two columns, he cut it down the middle, and he placed half of the mezuzah on the right doorpost and half on the left doorpost. This way he could come in and he could kiss both mezuzahs on both sides. The halacha is psula. But we can be medayik from there, says the Gemara. Ha, b'saf echad kshera. If he had placed it only on one of the doorposts, then in fact it would be kosher. Which means, let's say he didn't cut the parchment into two. It's only in two columns separated by the parchment in the middle, but it's one piece of parchment. There it's mashma, it would be kosher. So the Gemara says, no, re'uya l'shnei sifin kamar, that when the Braisa says that he put it, kasra shnei dafin, and he put it on shnei sifin, it doesn't mean he actually put it, but it means it's able, if he cuts it down the middle, he would be able to divide up this mezuzah and put it on two doorposts. The halach is, then it is possible, the way Rabbi Yudam Shmuel said. Tosfos disagrees with this conclusion, because it comes out of big chumrah, that if somebody wrote a mezuzah on one parchment, but in two columns, it would be possible. And Tosfos says that the Gemara means Kosval Shtei Dafim Psula means that he actually wrote the mezuzah on two separate parchments. So the Gemara asks the question, we see it's only usher if he put it on two doorposts. He put each of the parchments, which each one contains half of the wording of the mezuzah, he put one on one doorpost, one on the other, only then it's possible. So the Gemara says no. If he has two parchments, even if we place both parchments, both halves of the mezuzah on the same doorpost, but it's re'uya l'shnei sifin, he could have, since it's two parchments, put it on two doorposts. That itself passes. But it comes out, according to Tosfos, a big kula. And that's how we passel in Shulchan Aruch. B'di'evet, avada l'chatchila, we should write the entire mezuzah on one column. But b'di'evet, if you wrote it in two columns, it is kosher. That's because we paskin like Tosfos against Rashi here, that the Gemara is only ushering when you write one mezuzah on two parchments, even though you put it on one doorpost, since it's roy to be on two doorposts, then it's pasul. But if you have one parchment with two columns, and it's all on one parchment together, then we paskin that b'di'evet, it is kosher, like Tosfos. Continues the Gemara with another halacha of Shmuel, a rebuke in the name of Shmuel concerning mezuzah. Ve'amar rebuke amar Shmuel, b'mezuzah halach acher heker tzir. Concerning a mezuzah, if you want to decide on which doorpost to place the mezuzah, you have to go after the heker tzir, the indication of the pivot. As Rashi explains, in olden times, they didn't have a door on hinges as we have it, but rather on one side of the door or the other, they would place a pivot, which would go into a socket, into a pivot hole, and one pivot was put in the ceiling above, and one was put in the floor below, attached to one side of the door, and that's how the door would swing back and forth. So if we want to determine which is the doorpost, what's the knisa, what's the entranceway from one room to another, we look at where the pivot is, and whatever side, whatever room has the pivot on its side, that is the inner room, and it's considered that you're entering the inner room from the outer room, and you have to put the mezuzah on the right doorpost of the outer room going into that inner room. Now the question is, which is bothering the Gemara over here, as we'll see in a moment, that why is this necessary to look at where the pivot and the pivot holes are placed in which room? We know that, as Rashi brings down, that mezuzah is derech yamin. It's derech biyasa, the way you enter, the way you enter on the right side. So you look at the two rooms, and when you enter from one room to the other, put it on the right side. So the answer is, if, for example, one room, the inner room, would not have an exit anywhere, so obviously you're always coming into that room, and then that is the derech biyah. Then you wouldn't have to look at the pivot, where the pivot was placed, to make that room the inner room. The mere fact that there's no exit from that room, that makes it the inner room, and if you're coming from another room into that room, the derech biyah is into the inner room, and you put it on the right side. But as the Gemara is going to explain here, we're speaking about a case where that is not clear, and we have to come on to Hekritzir. Let us see the Gemara. Am Rav Ada. First Gemara asks, my Hekritzir, what do you mean by this concept of the indication of the pivot? Amravada avkasa. We're speaking about the socket. You have to look at where the pivot, on, as we explained, in which room do we find that pivot? Whatever room you find the pivot, that's considered the inner room, and you're entering into that room. So the Gemara asks, hey chidomi, what's the case? And what the Gemara means to ask is the question that we raised before. Why do we have to look at the pivot? Look at which room is being entered into and put it on the right side of the entranceway. So the answer is, we're speaking about a specific case. You're going pischa, a door, the bein trei bate, that's between two houses. Here the word bate means two rooms. Bein begavre lebein nashi. What the man of the house did was he built a wall which divided the house in two, and on one side the men would congregate, and on the other side his wife and the women of the household would go about bitznius in their side of the wall. Now, as Rashi explains, there was an entranceway into each of these rooms, which were separated by a wall and a door. There was an entranceway from the Rishus HaRabim. In other words, on one side of the house, on the lady's side, there was an entrance into the room from the Rishus HaRabim. And the other side of the house, on the men's side, there was also an entranceway from the Rishus HaRabim. Now, what's the derech biyah? Are we entering from the women's side to the men's side? Are we entering from the men's side to the women's side? Sometimes people would go from the women's side to the men's side. Then that would be the derech biyah. That would be the entranceway. Other times, people would go from the men's side to the women's side. So that would be the derech biyah. There's no way to know which one is considered the inner room. As we said before, if, for example, the side of the women would not have an exit, so then it would be considered that you're always entering from the men's side into the women's side. But since the women have an exit to the Rishus HaRabim, now we have no, our normal way of determining where the mezuzah is placed is not viable anymore. So therefore the Gemara says that in that case you have to look at where the Hekritzir is. Saying the Chanami, if the Hekritzir is on the lady's side, then you're entering, it's considered that you're always entering from the men to the ladies. If the Hekritzir is on the men's side, then it's considered that you're entering from the ladies to the men's side. You would put a mezuzah on the right doorpost leading into the men's side. The Gemara tells us a story, which according to Rashi has no shaychus with the Gemara before, but according to Tosfos, it is referring back to the Gemara before. Let us see what the story was. Reish galusa bana besa. He built a house. Amalei the Rav Nachman, he said to Rav Nachman, Kavali mezuzta. So the way Rashi learns, he had doorposts on the ground. They had not been put yet to make a frame. And he wanted Rav Nachman to put the mezuzah into the doorpost while they were on the ground before they were framed. Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman responded to the request of the Reish Galusa, Toli Dashi Bereisha. First, put up the doorposts. Here we see that, according to Rashi, the word Dashi means mezuzos. First, put up the doorposts. Why? As Rashi explains, and we're going to see the same concept on Amud Beis, if you're going to put the mezuzah into the doorpost while the doorpost is on the ground, there was no chiv of mezuzah yet. So it comes out that when you make the frame, it already has on it a mezuzah. So the chiv only comes when the frame is up. At that point, it's already a chesaron of tas of lo menasui. Then the halacha is that by any mitzvah, you have to first be chayiv in the mitzvah. You have to have a beged of dalet kanfois, which is now chayiv in tzitzis, and then you put on the tzitzis. What happens if you put tzitzis on material, and once the tzitzis are on already, then you form the beged? So then it's a problem of tasa. You have to make the mitzvah when there's a chiv of the mitzvah. Loiman asui. It comes out that when the chiv comes about, when you have dalet kanfois, you've already put the tzitzis on previously. The same thing here. You've already put the mezuzah on the doorpost while they were lying on the ground. There was no chiv in mezuzah yet. It'll be a sort of tasa loiman asui. So learns Rashi. Tosfos does not like this pshat, because Taisa says the word dashi does not mean doorpost. The word dashi means doors. And therefore, Taisa learns that this story had to do with the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara told us that there's a heker tzir, which in certain instances will establish on which side, on which mezuzah, the right, which will be considered the right entrance way upon which you'll affix the mezuzah. That was the case over here. So Rav Nachman tells the Reish Galusa, you want me to put the mezuzah on the doorpost? First, put the door on, and let me see where the tzir will be put, the heker tzir. Then I'll be able to determine which room is, it was the same case as we had before. There were two rooms adjacent to each other. It was not clear which one was the inner room, which one was the outer room, similar to the case of the ladies' side and the men's side that we had before. So Rav Nachman said, first put up the door, dashi means the door, and then I'll see the heker tzir, and then I'll be able to determine which is the inner room, and I'll put the mezuzah on the right side going into the inner room. Agav Urcha, the Migdal Oiz on the Rambam, is not happy with Tosfos either, because he says, why did the Gemara say toli dashi, the door? The Gemara should have said, Toli Tzir Bereisha, let me see the Heker Tzir. So the Migdalois has a taina on Tosfos Pshat as well. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Now we're going to have another halacha concerning mezuzah. And again, Rav Yehuda is saying it, but now it's not in the name of Shmuel as the previous halachas. It's in the name of Rav. Osan Kemin Nagar Psula. If he made the mezuzah like a bolt, it is possible. And Rashi has the picture here. We have here a machloikis between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see how Rashi learns first. Rashi learns that what is possible is the horizontal bolt. If the mezuzah is put on the gateway, on the right mezuzah, but it's put horizontally, it's possible. It has to be put vertically. As we know, the Svardim, and that's the psak of the Mechaber, that the mezuzah has to be put straight up. But if it's put on a slant, if it's put lying down, according to Rashi, it is possible. The Rabbeinu Tam learns just the opposite. The Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Divrei Maskil Ha Da'avida says, two lines before the middle wide lines, V'kasha Rabbeinu Tam, D'me'umid lav derech kovedu. Rabbeinu Tam says, and this Rabbeinu Tam says, by all Hilchas Stam, by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzahs, always it has to be lying down, because if it's standing up, it's not covered. According to Rabbeinu Tam, as he says two lines further, the first of the middle wide lines, V'sefer Torah V'lucha Shebar and Mushka V'lai Mohammed. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the way you put the Sefer Torah in the Aron should be like the Luchos in the Aron, which were put lying down, horizontal. Standing up is not a covet. And the same thing, Tosfos, four lines before the very wide line, says, V'chein parshi shel tefillin nami, hayomer Rabbeinu Tam, shemeniach mushka v'lai umet. How do you put the parshis in the tefillin? You put them horizontally, and not vertically. Let us see the Gemara further. We'll get back to the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in one moment. So the Gemara asks the question, Aini, is this so that if it's Kamin Nagar, Psula, according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, each one the way he learned what Psula means, Vahaki Asar of Yitzhak by Yosef Amar, Kula Mezuzah Debei Rebbe, Kamin Nagar Hav Avdinin, all the mezuzahs in the house of Rebbe were made like a bolt, and it was kosher. So the Gemara, and then he said another halacha, Vahi Pischa the Ayil Bei Rebbe Lebei Midrash Eloi Havala Mezuzah. We're going to get into this in a few minutes. He said a second halacha, that the door from which Rebbe went from his house into the Beis HaMedrash, it was adjacent to the Beis HaMedrash, there was no mezuzah there. But what's negated to us now is the first halacha, that we see that it was made kamin nagar in the house of Rebbe, and it was kosher. How could you say kamin nagar is possible? So the Gemara answered like kosher. Hodavida kesichta, hodavida kiistavira. Rashi learns, if it's made horizontally, that's kesichta, then it's possible. But if it's made kiistavira, like the ankle of a person's foot, so that is vertical, then it is kosher, according to Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam learns just the opposite. Ha davida kesichta means if it's vertical. Ha davida kistavira, if it's made horizontal, then it is kosher. According to Rabbeinu Tam, istavira would mean not the ankle that's vertical, but rather the toe, the bottom part of the foot, which is horizontal, that is kosher. Now, lahalacha, we paskin like Rashi, that the mezuzahs, the parshis and tefillin have to be put in the tefillin standing up, not lying down. A sefer Torah in the Aron has to be placed standing up, not lying down. Interestingly enough, when it comes to mezuzah, there we put the mezuzah on a slant. The Shema has to be, the beginning of the mezuzah has to be towards the house, and the end of the mezuzah is on a slant towards the Rishus Harabim. It seems to be like a pshara between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Sephardic Jews do it like the Mechaber, they do it straight up. However, the Ramah says that since we can do it in a slanting way, and that would fulfill both Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, that's why we do it. Now, why is it that by Sefer Torah we go completely like Rashi up, by the Parshas in the Tefillin we go up, and here all of a sudden we make a Pshara? So the reason could be based on what Tosfos says, and really Rashi in a Lishna Achrina, three lines after the wide lines of Rashi begin. So Rashi says that Lishna Achrina Stavir Kehechi Demakim Chibur Hashoik VaHaregel Havi Hashoik Zokov Mumaila VaHaregel Shoichev Kozeh Kach Hinich LaMezuzik Sheira Hoil Uroish Echad Zokov. So Rashi says, look at this second picture, where, and the second, the bottom diagram is like a foot. So you have the thigh, which is vertical, and you have the bottom of the foot, which is horizontal. So Rashi, according to Rashi, that's what istavira means according to the second pshat. Part of it was vertical, part of it was horizontal, but since at least part of it was vertical, so then it's kosher. Tosfos gives a similar pshat, three lines before the end of that Tosfos Divrei Maskil Hoda Avida, And Taisa says, Inami kimin nun, like the letter nun. Machza shaychev u machza zakev. So, the way Taisus explains it, the Gemara says that this was done in the mezuzahs of Bei Rebbe. So Taisus understands that, that there's really three halachas concerning Nagar. If it was done horizontally according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that is the best way to do it, kosher. If it was done totally vertically according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that's pasul. But if it was done in the way they did it in the Beis Rebbe, which was different than the way other people did it. The Bei Rebbe were doing it in a kosher way, but apparently it was different than normal way of kashrus. How was it? So that's what Taish says. It was like a nun, or Rashi says it was like a foot, with at least part of the foot that was vertical. According to Rashi, according to Taisus, you have a nun, part of it is horizontal. As long as part of it is good, it's kosher. So we see from both Rashi and Taisus that if a pshara was made, part vertical, part horizontal, Rashi says it's good, Taisus says it's good. So that's why, although by Sefer Torah and by Parshas putting into the tefillin, we paskin totally like Rashi, but the minig of B'nai Ashkenaz is like the psak of the Ramah, because here we find that both Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam agreed that we could follow the mezuzahs which were done in the house of Rebbe, which were on a slant, part vertical, part horizontal, and according to both Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, it would be kosher. Continues the Gemara. Now we go to the second halacha that was learned before, from Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yosef. He said, "Hahi pischa da'il be Rebbe lebe bedrasha loy have a la mezuzah." Asking where any is this so? Va'ahu pischa da'have a'il bar Rav Huna lebe bedrasha va'havi la mezuzah. It did have a mezuzah. So the Gemara answers, "Hahu rugel have." That was the place where it was normal to go through that passageway. The Amar of Yudam Rav, by mezuzah, holach achar ragel. By mezuzah, go after the passageway where many people use it. But there are various pshatim here in the Gemara. We're going to learn the Gemara according to Rashi's pshat. And Rashi elaborates further on Daf Lamed Dalet Amed Aleph, where there the Gemara says that even if one, let's say a room has four doors and one is used most of the time and the other three are not, the halacha is that all four doors require a mezuzah. So here we say you have to go with what is used most of the time, ragil. So Rashi over there answers on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph that if you have two doorways, saying the chanami, you go, and one is used most of the time and the other is used very infrequently, according to Rashi's pshat, which is not necessarily halacha lemaisa, but the halacha is that only the doorway that is used frequently gets a mezuzah, the other one does not. In the case on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, you had four doors, and just because of the one that's used ruggle, we don't say that the other three are potter. So answers Rashi, the apparent stira between the two Gemaras. As far as our Shiloh right here, that Rebbe didn't have a mezuzah going into the Beis Medrash, and Rav Huna did, so what the Gemara is saying is that Rebbe's entranceway was not used by anyone, except sometimes Rebbe used it. So that wasn't chayiv at all in a mezuzah. Ma'ase Enkein Rav Huna's entrance into the Beis Medrash was used by many people. That was the doorway that was frequently used, and that's why it's chayiv in a mezuzah. Now, another inyan that is brought up in this sugya is whether a Beis Medrash b'chlal requires a mezuzah. The svar to say that it doesn't require mezuzah is it's not beisecha, it's a makom kodesh. Only a private house needs the mezuzah. Masha'enkein, a makom kodesh, perhaps does not need a mezuzah. So Tosfos, in the bottom Tosfos, discusses this. V'ho'ahu pischa d'have be'rafun of a havi le mezuzah. Now you'll notice that Tosfos' girsa is different than our Gemara. Our Gemara's gears is va ha'ahu pischadava ayil barafuna lebe medrasha. Taisus Girsa is Hahu Pischa the Havu Bei Rav Huna. It was in the house of Rav Huna. So Mitoich Aloshem Mashma Dafka Pesach Habaya Shahoya Yoitzim Mimena LeBeis Medrash. Avol Pesach Beis Medrash Atzmai Loi Boy Mezuzah. So Taisa certainly, according to his Girsa, is saying that our whole Gemara's discussion is from a house that was adjacent to the Beis Medrash, whether that doorway required a mezuzah. But the base medrash doorway itself, there, Taisa Shita is that it does not require a mezuzah. And we should not say that, according to our girsa, where our shaila in our gemara is not the doorway going out of Rav Huna's house, but rather our girsa is the doorway dava ayil bo Rav Huna libe medrash, that he went into the base medrash, that perhaps our Gemara would hold there is a chi of mezuzah on the base of Medrash. The Rush has our Girsa, not Taisa's Girsa, and yet the Rush says that our entire Gemara, which discusses the Rebbe's door and Rav Huna's door, are speaking about the door of their house that was adjacent to the base of Medrash, but not the base of Medrash itself. So we see, even with our Girsa, it doesn't mean the doorway going into the Beis Medrash. It means the doorway of Rav Huna or Rebbe's house adjacent to the Beis Medrash. And the Rush agrees with Taisus that there is no chiv on the Beis Medrash itself to have a mezuzah. In your day, a simon resh pei vav sif yud, the halacha is that a Beis Medrash does not need a mezuzah, but since there is some discussion, there are certain shitas that say it does need a mezuzah, therefore one should put a mezuzah on the Beis Medrash without a bracha. Interestingly enough, the Tur in Yeridei, Simon Reish Pei Vav, brings down the Zeh L'Shaynai, the Chain Asa Harav Meir Mirutenberg, mezuzah lepesach Beis Medrash, v'omar, kishahaya yashin v'ashina sarayim, haysa ruach ra mivasasai, koidem shatikim by mezuzah. We find by the Marama Rutenberg, he used to take a nap in the Beis Medrash, a whole day of learning, he was tired out, so he took a short nap, and he would find that he couldn't sleep until he affixed the mezuzah on the Beis Medrash. Until he did that, there was something that always frightened him, and he was not able to take a short nap to revive his koiches, until he put the mezuzah on the Beis HaMedrash. So, la'alach l'maisa, one should put a mezuzah on, but without a bracha. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Masa, Amar Shmuel, mitzvah l'anicha b'tchilah shlisha alyot. Now the question is, how high up on the mezuzah do you put the mezuzah? So, Rav Masa says the name of Shmuel, the mitzvah is that you divide the doorpost into three parts, starting from the floor up, and on the top, at the beginning of the top third, that's where you affix the mezuzah. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna disagrees, and he says, Magbiyam in a karka tefach, you can't put it on the tefach next to the ground, Umarchim in a karka tefach, and also you can't put it on the tefach next to the top beam, next to the mashkov. But v'chol ha'pesakul ha'kashul mezuzah, the rest of the doorway, the whole mezuzah is kosher to affix the mezuzah on it. Meisvei, I'll ask you a kashul from a b'raisa. Magbiyam in a karka tefach. You are to raise the mezuzah up from the karka tefach. Marchik in a karka tefach. You also are marchik it. You remove it from the ceiling also a tefach. V'chol ha'pesakul ha'kashul mezuzah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Yomer. It says, u'kshartem u'ksaftem, that you should put the tefillin on your hand, and you should write them. So we say, mak shira begoiva, just like by tefillin shel roish, as Rashi brings down, you're supposed to put the mezuzah on the top of his head, makam shemoich shel tinik roifes, the place where the infant skull is soft, af ksiva, so the writing of a mezuzah, begoiva should also be high, as Rashi says, it's mashma that it goes right up till the tikra. You don't have to go a tefach away from the ceiling. So Bishlam, the Rav Huna says the Gemara, Huda Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huna says the exact sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But El Lishmuel, according to Shmuel, Domer Kaman, who's he going like? Like Rabbi Yehuda. He's not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the whole door, except for the top and bottom, Tefach, the whole doorpost is kosher for the mezuzah. He says only the top third. But like Rabbi Yaisi, because according to Rabbi Yaisi, you go all the way up the goiva, you go right up to the top, it would seem, and you don't only do the top third, you go right up to the ceiling. Answers the Gemara of Rav Nos, and Lo'ilam Krab Yaisi has returned to Taflam and Gimlam and Beis. Really, Shmuel holds like Rav Yaisi. And Rav Yaisi's opinion is that he holds of Shlish Ha'elyon. So, Umay Tchila Shlish Ha'elyon de Ka'amar. So if the Parshas will learn the way it seems from Rashi, the Rambam will have a different shot, as we'll see in a moment. But so you go right up to the top, like Rabbi Yossi says. You don't have to go away at Tefach. What does it mean that Shmuel said till Shlisha Elyon? L'harchika. In other words, he's saying that, yes, you have to go near the top. And L'chatchil, you should go right up to the top, to the ceiling. However, what is, on the other extreme, what is the maximum that you could be away from the ceiling, that it's still considered that you fulfilled the mitzvah? So that there, as the Gemara continues, according to our Girsa, Shaloi l'archika minakoyra shalmaila yaitse mishlesh. To the other extreme, one side you go to the koyra, as it's mashter from the words of the Gemara, Shaloi l'archika minakoyra shalmaila. That's, if you were doing it the optimum way, you would be right up there, you wouldn't even go a tefach away, but you shouldn't go away from the Kair Shemala to the other side, Yaiser Mishlish, a third of the height, the top third of the doorway. Now the Shita tells us that we're not goyris these words, Shaloi l'archikim and a Kair Shemala, Yaiser Mishlish, and it would seem the Rambam did not have the Girsa either. Because the Rambam has, it would seem, a strange sheet here. The Rambam says, like Shmuel, you go to the Shlisha Elyon. He also says, however, you have to go away at Tefach. And it would seem that the Rambam is merging together the two sheetas over here. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and of Rabbi Yossi and Shmuel. He's mixing it all together. Because the Pashas, the way we learned the Gemara was that Avada, you can go right up to the Tikra, and you shouldn't go lower than a third. The Rambam says not lower than a third, and you have to be a Tefach away. That's the other Shita. So it would seem that the Rambam learned that in this point of a Tefach from the Tikra, everybody agrees that you can't go up to the top Tefach. The Shmuel Shita was that you can go till the third. So that's why, according to the Rambam, we're not goyris here, shaloi l'archikam and akoyra shamayla yoyser mishlish, which would seem that the optimum is to be up there in the koyra shamayla. Because according to the Rambam, this shita also agrees that the top tefach you should stay away from. Amar Rava continues the Gemara. This is the Gemara that we quoted on Amud Aleph. Mitzvah b'tefach asam l'rishus rab. It's a mitzvah to put the mezuzah a tefach close to the rishus rab. My timer. What's the reason? If you have a door that has a depth of 4 or 5 tefachim, you should put the mezuzah in the closest tefach to the rishus rab. Rabban and Amri k'day sheyifka b'mezuzah or the shita as here b'mitzvah miyad. That right away, as quickly as possible, you should come in contact with the mezuzah. That's why it should be closest to Rishus Rab. Rav Chanina Misuraimer, Keheka de Tintere, because the mezuzah should guard you. And it could be, therefore you have more of the house that is being guarded. And there are those who explain that the reason why the Reish Galusa on Amud Aleph wanted Rav Nachman, according to the Pshat of Rashi, to put the mezuzah on the doorposts that were on the floor, that were not yet part of the framed doorway. The reason is because when a person builds a house, the swarm say there is a midas hadin, because bracha is with b'li gvulin. A person builds a house with dimensions, so he's being metzamtzei. He is not working with harchava. He's being exact with a measured amount. So there's a certain midas hadin, and memela, the Reish Galusa wanted to avoid the midas hadin, that there shouldn't be a moment in the binyan of his house that the midas hadin should be effective. And that Rav Nachman, according to Rashi's Pshat and Amud Aleph, told him that there's a problem of Tassav Lemonosi to put the mezuzah on the doorpost when the doorpost is lying on the ground and is not part of the frame yet. Amr Rav Chanina, boy Reish loike minutes a Kodesh Baruch Hu minutes bas v'dam. Come and see that the way Hashem acts with us is not the way we act. Midas Basar Vadam, the way of man of flesh and blood, Melech Yashim Rifnim, a king sits on the inside, Va'am Mishamrei Samim Bukhutz, and the people guard him from the outside. But Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einai Kain, the meat of Hashem is not like that. Avod of Yashim Rifnim, the Avodim, we who live in the house, we sit on the inside, V'hu Mishamrei Bukhutz, he guards them from the outside. Shenemar, Hashem Shemrecha, Hashem is your guard, Hashem Tzilchi is your shade, Al Yad Yabinecha. As Rashi explains, this is the mezuzah, which is liyad hayamin hu b'chnisasa. It's on your right side as you enter the house, and that's where the mezuzah protects a person, and Hashem is shomer the person from the outside. Dorish Rabbi Yosef b'Rei Rava Mishmeret Rava. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, darshened in public. He said in the name of Rava, hamak lo tefek psula. If a person made a hole in the doorpost and it's a tefach deep, and in that tefach he put the mezuzah, the halach is, it is pasul. And what's the reason for this? There's a machloikis between the Bach and the Levush. The Bach says it's not considered bisha arecha. It's already a tefach in, so it's not considered in your gateway. The Levush says it's not considered al mezuzah ispesecha, but rather betoich mezuzah. It's within the mezuzah. It's not on the mezuzah. Leim Mesar Lelchar could bring a right to this. Hanicha bepitzin. And here is another word that means mezuzah. He put it on the doorpost. Oi. He put it inside the doorpost. Oi shetola olea milbein. Or he put the mezuzah on, but then he made a frame around the mezuzah of a brick frame around it. So it depends. Im yesham tefach, if he had put the mezuzah inside the doorpost, a depth of a tefach, or the brick facing was a tefach thick. So then there's a problem, as we learned before. It's possible. Tzorach mezuzah acheres. Then he needs a new mezuzah. Either he can extract the mezuzah that he put a depth of a tefach, take it out, and use that again, or he can put on a whole new mezuzah. Imlav, but if it's not a tefach in depth, ein tzarich mezuzah acheres, he doesn't need another mezuzah. So l'chayra, we have a clear raya to this halacha that Rabbi Yosef darshan, the name of Rava, that hemek lo tefach is psula. The Gemara says no raya. Ki tanya hi bepesar shacharei adalos. That halacha of tefach is speaking about a completely different halacha. And the pshat in the Gemara over here is a case where you have a double post that was put. It's on an angle, on a right angle, and you had part of the post on the southern side, for example, and part of the post on the western side. And they came together at a point at the southwestern side of the house. And in each of these posts, he carved out an entranceway. So now we have two entranceways. The shaila is, do you need a mezuzah both on the right side of the southern entrance? And do you need another mezuzah on the corner doorpost of the western entrance? That doorpost that's on the southwestern tip of the house, will that require a second mezuzah? So the halacha is that if there's a tefach in between the southern entrance and the western entrance, then it's considered two separate entrances, and you would need two mezuzahs. One on the right doorpost of the southern entrance, and one on the right doorpost of the western entrance, which is the southwestern tip of the house. However, if there is not a tefach in between the two entranceways, then it will suffice that you'll put a mezuzah on the southern entrance, and the western entrance will be considered like a door behind. That's what the Gemara says, that it is Pesach Shachayre Adalas. The main entranceway is the south, and the mezuzah that you're putting on the south suffices for the entranceway on the west. That's considered bottle to the southern entranceway, and you only need one mezuzah. Ask the Gemara, if that's the halacha of Tefach that he's referring to, Abahedjik Tanila. That we learned Befreirish further in that same brisa. Pesach Shachari Adalas, Im Yesham Tefach Tzarch Mezuzah Cheres. If there's a Tefach in between the southern and the western entrances, then you need two mezuzahs. Vim Lav, Ein Tzarch Mezuzah Cheres. So that can't be what the Reish is talking about. The Reish Lachari is a raya to our halacha of Rava that Hamak La Tefach Psula. The Gemara answers no. It's still no riot to Rava, because it could be that the Tefach of this Brisa is referring to Pesach Shachari Adalas. Aye, it says in the Sefer, it means Ketzek Tani. The Brisa means there's a loch of Tefach, and it doesn't say the words Ketzek, but that's what it means. And I'll give you an example. What do I mean by this halach of Tefach? The halach of Pesach Shachari Adalas. So it's no riot to the halach of Rava. Tana, we learned in a brisa, Hamid La Mal Bein Shalkanim, if he made a framework of reeds, Chaytech Shefeferes, so the reed is hollow, so he can cut a segment. Shefeferes means it's now like a tube, Umanicha, and he can put the mezuzah in that, at that cut point in the reed, which is now a tube. He can place the mezuzah in there. Amar Rav Acha Rei Rava, Loishanu Elisha Hamid L'Besayv Chatach V'Nicha. When is that? That's only if he first put up the framework of the reed doorway with the two mezuzahs. L'Besayv Chatach. Then he cut V'Nicha, and then he put the mezuzah. That's fine. Aval Chatach. But if he first cut, this is like the halacha of Rashi on Amud Aleph concerning the story of the Reish Galusa. If first he cut v'hi niach, and then he put the mezuzah in, and there was no frame yet, it was on the floor, the reed. Will the b'soif have it? Then he took the reed with the mezuzah already in it, and then he made the frame. That's psula. Why? Because tasev lemin asui. Because when the chiyuv came about, he already had the mezuzah on. And the mezuzah has to be placed after the chiyuv. When is the chiyuv? When the frame, the doorway is made. The mail would be possible for tasvah minasi. And this halacha, the Meforshim tells, is very important. When a person makes renovations, he may take a doorway, a frame off, and with the mezuzah on it, and then put it back. It would be a sort of tasvah minasi. What he would have to do in such a case is remove the mezuzah, put the doorway back, and then place the mezuzah again on the doorway. V'yomer Rava, hani pischei shamoi, these defective doorways, peturim in a mezuzah, their potter. Rashi says it's from the Gemara Kedushin, zokin shamoi, a zokin who's not on a high madrega, and he has a defect in him. So there's something wrong with these doorways. They're potter in a mezuzah. My pischei shamoi, what's the example? Poligi ba, rav ruchumi vabi yosi, chadomer, the less blue tikkus. One says it doesn't have a lentil on it, v'chadomer, the less blue shkufi. Here's another word for doorpost. This is the first pshat in Rashi. The second pshat in Rashi is that tikra means it might have a lentil, but it doesn't have a roof. It's a room without a roof. And the word shkufe means doesn't have a lentil, according to this second pshat of Rashi. Tosfos Divrei Maaseh, the Lesson Tikra, brings Rashi's first pshat, explains that what it means when it says it doesn't have a tikra means that there are bricks that are removed, and the remaining bricks are jagged, one going in, one going out, so it doesn't have a regular kind of lintel, and the same would be with the doorposts. Then he brings Rashi's second pshat, the lesser tikkur means a room that doesn't have a roof. Tais doesn't like this pshat, because Tais says, we know that a chatzar doesn't have a roof, and yet it's chayv mezuzah. The Rosh answers Rashi and says that a chotzer, that's the urche, that's the way that it doesn't have a roof, and therefore it's chayv in a mezuzah if you have a gateway to the chotzer. Mashe ain't kain. A house that normally, a room that normally has a roof, and now there's no roof, so that's not the derech that of tashmishin of a regular room, and it must have a roof, otherwise it is potter from mezuzah. Omar Rabba Bar Shila Omar of Chizda, Achsadra Ptur Min HaMezuzah. What's an Achsadra? Rashi explains. It has three walls, no other doorway. The fourth wall is completely open. So that's Pastor from Zilafish, ain't like Ptsimin. Here is another word that means it doesn't have doorposts. So it has an entranceway, an opening, but that's not called a doorway. It's not Chayv and Mezuzah. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, it's Mashma Yeshla Ptsimin Chayv, that if it would have doorposts, it would be Chayv. Even if it would have doorposts, the whole purpose of the doorpost is l'chizik tikrugu avidi. It's made, by the way, the fourth opening, the fourth wall that we said is missing, and it's totally open, it has no doorposts, and on top it has a beam to hold up the roof. So the same thing, even if it would have doorposts, the purpose of those doorposts would be to hold up the beam that's holding up the roof, but that's not a doorway. So why it's mashma from you that if it would have semen, it would be chayiv. Even if it would have the doorpost, it would be potter because the whole purpose of it is not for a door, but to keep up the roof. The Gemara says hachi kamar. You're right. That's exactly what he means. Even if it would have doorposts, because they're only made for the chizik of the roof. In other words, when he said that ain lo ptsimin, it means even if there were ptsimin, those ptsimin are not considered ptsimin, and therefore it's potter from mezuzah. Amar Abaye, chazinu ispelidi. Ispelidi is another name for achsadra. I saw the achsadra de Bey Mar of the master. Rashi says it refers to Rabba, the Tzoyin Kedoshim's Girsa is his Rav. In other words, Abaye's Rebbe was Rabba. So I saw by my master Rabba the Islu Ptsimi, his achsadra had a doorpost, the less the mezuzah, but there was no mezuzah on it. Must be, because he holds the chizuk tikru davidi, because it was the chizuk tikru. Meisrael asked from a brisa. We learned, Beishar, which was a small booth, a gatehouse next to the gateway in which the shomer of the door would find himself, achsadra, or the achsadra that we're discussing in our sugya, umar peset, or a porch in an apartment house, with a long porch. From that porch, the tenants can go each one into their apartment. The halach is chayav mezuzah. All these are chayav mezuzah. You said before it's potter. Here we see achsadra's chayav mezuzah. Answer to the Gemara about achsadra de Bei Rav. Speaking about achsadra of a classroom, which has a fourth wall, except it doesn't go up all the way to the ceiling. It has an opening for sunlight and for air, and that's chayav. Ask the Gemara, Achsadra de Bei Rav, that's what you're speaking about. Kinderina Malyasihu, that's a regular room, a regular chamber. What do you have to tell me that Allah that it's chayv avad it's chayv? The Gemara answers, I retract, Achsadra Rumisa, it's a Roman Achsadra. The Rashi explains, the Roman Achsadra was made of windows. So I would have thought that it is not chayiv in mezuzah because the walls were made of windows. Kamash Mon, that is chayiv in mezuzah. Amr Rechav Amr Behuda, Bei Harziki chayiv b'shtei mezuzahs. Bei Harziki is chayiv in two mezuzahs. What is my Bei Harziki? Amr Papa Saba Mishmei Derav, Bei Shar Hapasuch L'chotzer. There's a Bei Shar where the guard would be in his watchman's booth. It's open into a chatzer. Ubat dem psuchim lebeishar, and there are houses that are open into the beishar. So it's chayiv in two mezuzahs because we have one entranceway from the chatzer to the beishar. You have an entranceway from the beishar to the batim, and therefore it's chayiv in two mezuzahs. Tana rabbanan, beishar hapasuach legina vilekitoynis. What happens if you have a beishar? The Gemara before was speaking where the beishar was open to a chatzer and houses. Both of them are chayv and mezuzah. But what happens if you have a Beishar that's open to a gino, a garden. The garden is not chayv mezuzah ulikatinus, and to a storage room. Now, most people used to enter the Beishar to go to the gino, to go to the garden where they would stroll, let's say, on Shabbos. The katinus was like a storage room, which was very infrequently used. So, do I consider the Beishar an entrance way to a makom that is potter? The Beishar on its own is not chayv and mezuzah. It's only chayv because it's an entrance way to a rishus that's chayv and mezuzah. But here, where I have one rishus that's potter and one rishus that's chayv, I have to decide which is the ikur purpose of the Beishar for the, is it for the potter area or for the chayv area? So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nidin Kiktainis. It's considered like the storage area, and therefore, since the storage area is chayv mezuzah, therefore, even though most people don't go into the storage area, it's considered a knisa into the storage area, and therefore it's chayv mezuzah as well, the beishar. Chamimayim nidun, the shita puts in the word ka'avir. It's not, he takes out the word beishar. V'chachamayim nidun ka'avir, it's like the air, meaning referring to the air of the gino, which is potter from having a mezuzah. So now we're going to have a machloikis in this machloikis. In what case are they, Rabbi Yosef and the Chum, arguing? Rav Shmuel Damer Tervayu, Megina Labayis, as we learned on Amud Aleph, we have the concept of Heker Tzir. So if you have a Heker Tzir, which is in the inside of the Beishar from the Gina, so then it's clear that the Gina is an entranceway into the Beishar. And the Beishar is an entranceway into the Ketainis, into the room. So it comes out that I consider it always entering into the room, even from the Gina, because the Heker Tzir is on the inside of the Beishar, and we learned if the Heker Tzir is on the inside, it's considered the inner area. So I'm coming from the Gina to the Beishar, and from the Beishar into the Bayis. So the Beishar is considered a Knesa to the Bayis. Kuliyama leplig the Chayv. You would be Chayv Mezuzah. My time, a Bia the Bayisi. It's considered an entranceway into the Bayis. Ki pligi, where's the Machlokes before, between Rabbi Yossi and the Chamim? Mi Bayis legina. If you have the Heker Tzir on the Gina side, so then it comes out that the Beishar is used as an entranceway to the Gina. Now the question is, do you put a mezuzah on the Beishar? Mar Savar Kitainis Iker, that still you're chayiv in mezuzah because the main function is for the room, the storage room, which is chayiv in mezuzah. Umar Savar, and the Chachamim hold, no, Gina Iker, because most people go into the Gina, it's considered that it's an entranceway into the Gina, and it is potter, the Beishar. Now, the Gemara says that on this, Rabbi Yosef, they argued with Rabbi Shmuel. Damri Tavar, they both said, no. Mibayis Lagina, if the Heker Tzir is in the Gina, so you're going from the house and through the Beishar into the Gina, the Kuliyama Lepligi, the Potter. So since the Gina is Potter, the Beishar is considered a Knesa to the Gina, and therefore you would be potter. My time a piska de gina hu. It's an entranceway to the gina, which is potter, so the beishar is also potter. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Chamim? Megina labayis. If you have the Heker Tzir towards the bayis, inside the beishar, not inside the gina, but inside the beishar, so then it comes out, you're entering from the gina into the beishar, into the bayis. So mar shavar bi the bayisu. So Rabbi Yosef of the opinion that this is a bia de bayis and therefore your chayv mezuzah umar sover the chum hold. No, even though we have the Heker Tzir on the inside of the beishar, which would indicate that we're going from the gina to the beishar, but we know that most people are going into the gina. As we turn to daf lamed dalet amud aleph, mar sover kula adait to the gina udavida. We don't look at the room, the storage room, which is sometimes used for storage, which is chayv mezuzah. Most people, you look at this Beishar as an entranceway into the Gina that they take their walks on Shabbos. So therefore, you're potter. Now, how do we pass the halacha l'maisa? Abaye Rava Avdi k'Rava Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye and Rava, they paskin like Rava Rabbi Yosef. And according to Rabbi Yosef, you have a Heker Tzir in the garden. So it's considered that the Beishar is an entranceway to the Gina. And Kuli Alma, everybody, Rabbi Yosef and the Chum, everybody would agree, according to Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, that you are potter from Rav Mezuzah. That's how they paskin. Rav Ashi, Ovid Karavi Shmuel. He paskin like Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel Shita was that if it's from Gina Labayis, if you have the Hekert Seer on the inside of the Beis Shar, then you're going from the Gina into the room. It's considered an entranceway into the Ketainis, into that storage room. So then everybody holds its Chayiv. But even the opposite way, even from the house to the Gina, because the Hekert Seer is on the inside of the garden, so then one could say that you're going from the Beis Shar, you're going into the garden, but that's the Chachamim Shita, according to Rav Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi holds that even that is Chayiv. The Iker is the Ketainis. So Rav Ashi Ovid Karav Shmuel, Lechumra, Vehilchus Karav Shmuel Lechumra, will come out, that Loch is like Rav Shmuel Lechumra, that you'll always have to put a mezuzah on the Beis Shar, because if it's from Gina Labayis, there Kuli Alma hold your Chayiv, and even from Bayis Legina, but Rabbi Yossi holds your Chayiv, and we go Lechumra like Rabbi Yossi. So it'll come out that according to the halacha is like Rav Shmuel Lechumra, like Rabbi Yossi. So always this Beis Shar is considered a knisa to the Ketainis, and therefore it will be in all cases Chayiv and Mezuzah.